dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time once again on the Nick DiGilio Show on a Friday morning for You Big Dummy. This is when we read actual news stories about dumb people doing really dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest. Yeah. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one, dummy. A man fleeing police jumped over a wall unaware it was the wall of a local jail. The San Diego Union-Tribune says that the chase began around 2 a.m. on Tuesday. Police in Oceanside tried to pull over a Nissan sedan in a minor traffic violation. The car didn't stop, and a chase began in nearby Vista, where sheriff's deputies took over. Authorities say the driver meandered through the city for nearly 20 minutes before pulling into the parking lot of the Vista jail. Authorities say the driver got out, ran, climbed over the closest fence, and it was in where the prisoners are taken for booking. And that's just what happened. The 35-year-old man was arrested and booked on the spot for resisting and obstructing police.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy. Authorities say a 62-year-old man playing Pokemon Go became stuck in waist-deep mud and had to be rescued. Police say the man was playing on his cell phone at around 2 a.m. on Sunday. He wandered into the thick woods behind his home in a town just south of Albany. Officials say he became trapped in a mud pit up to his waist and he could not get out. He used his phone to call 911 emergency dispatchers, who guided an officer to his location by pinging the man's phone and the officers.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Pokemon Go, I'm telling you, we need to write a thank you note to the Pokemon people. Yeah. Dummy number three, dummy number three. A man accused of stealing a Jeep Wrangler documented the theft on Snapchat. In addition, a later Snapchat video gave police his location where he was arrested. A 1994 Jeep Wrangler had been stolen by a male suspect at about 2 a.m. at... Dan, did you notice how this is spelled?
I did.
At Secrets Bar and Grill, and that's S-E-A-C-R-E-T-S. And I would assume that it's near the sea, or that they sell fish there. Secrets Bar and Grill. They found it parked at a condo building later that morning with no sign of the suspect. Later that day, officers discovered Brian Engelman, 24, had posted a series of videos to social network Snapchat. In it, they show him stealing the Jeep and driving to the condo building where it was found. They also found a video of him back at Secrets that afternoon, where they eventually arrested him. He returned to the scene of the crime at Secrets? Engelman was charged with vehicle theft and traffic violations, including using his handheld phone while driving. Negligent driving and driving on a suspended license.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. If you're going to rob a bank, buy your equipment in cash. That's the lesson three robbers learned when their credit card statement showed the equipment they used in a heist. The trio allegedly stole more than $5 million in cash and valuables, including jewelry and baseball cards. Surveillance footage and cell phone data led authorities to three suspects. When police investigated further, they discovered the crooks had bought several materials found on the scene with their credit cards. Included were purchases from Home Depot and blowtorches from a local welder. These heists resembled the scenes from the movie Heat, a work of a crew that was well-organized, meticulous, and elusive to law enforcement, said police commissioner from New York City, Bill Bratton. The picture slowly came into focus, resulting in today's arrest and charges.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
I'm sorry, I don't picture... Don't picture De Niro and his crew using credit cards at a Home Depot. I just don't see that. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Canadian police arrested a speeding driver who was seen wearing a headlamp in place of his car's broken headlights. A police officer had noticed that what appeared to be a bicycle light approaching him while conducting speed enforcement. He then discovered that the light was coming from a car with no working exterior lights. The officer found the driver to be wearing an LED headlamp on his forehead with a single battery-operated headlamp shining through the front of the windshield. Police said the man was charged with speeding and operating an unsafe vehicle, and his car was towed because it was deemed unsafe for travel.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Okay, we have to, we got to vote here. So here we go. We got the dummy who jumped over a wall to escape the cops, but it was the wall that led to a local jail. We got the dummy who got stuck in a mud pit while playing, of course, Pokemon Go. That's what I get for playing this dumbass game. The dummy who documented stealing a Jeep on Snapchat. The dummy burglars who were caught because they bought their supplies with credit cards. And the dummy who wore a headlamp because his headlights were out. All right. Dan?
I mean, the secrets detail is almost enough to push it over the top. And I always love it when law authorities throw in some weird stuff in the press release. So the heat mentioned is just pretty spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when I told my wife about the guy who jumped over the wall directly into jail, she laughed hardest at that one. So I'm going to vote for dummy number one.
Okay. Okay. So the dummy who jumped over the wall, but it was a wall that went right into jail. Okay. Vic, who are you voting for?
I like the guy who gave a whole new meaning to the term headlamp.
Yeah.
Car headlamp. So number five.
So you're going to go with number five. Okay, Esmeralda.
I think I'm going to go with the one who jumped over the fence.
Oh.
It made it easier for the cops.
Yeah. All right. So, well, that one wins regardless of who you're going to vote for. I agree with Vic. I'm just picturing this idiot driving around with his stupid little headlamp.
Awesome.
Well, my headlights don't work, but this will be fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh, wait a minute. Then that means we have a tie. Oh.
What happens in a tie?
We call
open it up to listeners.
Open it up to listeners. First caller in, 312-981-7200. Not only will you pick the dummy of the week, but we'll give you a Lumel Nottis. So which dummy? The dummy that jumped over the wall that led to jail, or the dummy who wore the headlamp on his head because his headlights were out? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through votes on who the dummy of the week is. And then we will also give you a Lumel Nottis gift card. So it was a good week, actually. They were all pretty strong. And yet I got a feeling that we are going to continue to get Pokemon Go every week. I think there's got to be a story every week. This guy getting stuck in a mud pit because he was playing Pokemon Go. Oh, we got somebody here. All right. It's Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi.
I vote for the headlamp.
Headlamp, okay. Headlamp is dummy of the week. Vic and I actually voted on that one, too. Okay, Patty, hang on.
Thank you.
All right, Patty, hang on. She's got herself Lumel Nottis. Okay, do we have time? We have time for...
Why don't we do the first one?
We'll do the
it's
first one. All right.
One.
All right, hold on. Wait a minute now. Here, hold on. There, hold it. Here we go.
Neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause I
F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Straight out of context when you listen 24/7 and whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context that sounds dirty, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right, as I said, this is an extended one. Johnsburg AJ heard these of Steve Cochran and Dave Bennett.
You like a putter grip on it or use your regular grip?
Wet and packed hard.
Love that thud in the bunker. That line gave me the line on where I wanted the ball to go, and that's when I felt like I was locked in.
Thud what? Thud?
He likes a thud in the bunker.
Yeah, I bet he does. All right, the news is next.
Context, context,
yeah.
Context,
there you go. Straight out of context, one of our regular features here on the show. That's where you listen 24/7 to anybody on the station. They say something that sounds dirty, pull it out of context, send all the info to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we continue, Dan?
We shall. We shall continue with Wendy. Sean submitted this one.
I know you crank it.
Was she talking to Bill? Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Roe.
Judy was easy, too.
Oh! Oh! All right.
Wild Bill sent in this one of you.
Oh. Yeah, that was big. Okay.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Mary Vandeveld.
A little bit wet.
You realize that Mary's going to slap us silly when she gets in here, okay?
Next up is this exchange between Mary Sandberg and Cochran.
It's raised over, so you don't have to bend over.
Why don't you bring up, don't have to bend over? There's no problem bending
you guys
over.
What's happening? Oh, it gets better? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another one of Cochran. This one was sent in by Eric and AJ.
So everybody loves a little Woody?
Okay.
And then another one of Cochran.
Oh, man.
This one was sent in by AJ.
All I had on was panties and a bra.
What?
You've heard the rumors.
I know. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Esmeralda.
That thing was huge. It looked like it was just going to plop down on me.
Oh, Esmeralda. That's a good one. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Fran submitted this one of Esmeralda's favorite, Lou Manfredini.
Oh, here we go.
It doesn't know what it's blowing or what it's sucking or doing whatever.
Oh, my God. You must be very pleased with that one, Esmeralda.
Good job, Lou.
Yeah, all right.
Brian and Harold sent in this one of Frank Fontana.
There's a giant sausage or some sort sticking out of my wife's cocktail.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, let's move on.
Aaron sent in this one of Brian Noonan.
And my bushes were trimmed.
That's good to know. Thank you for sharing. Okay.
Kathy heard this one of Lisa Wolf of WGN Radio Theater.
Pops up. You can hop on.
Oh. Is that Lisa's first time?
No, she's been part of it.
With her and Carl together. Yeah, okay.
Ken submitted this exchange between Ro and Anna.
You can feel it.
Oh, my gosh. It's intense. It is intense.
Jeez. Guys are in public. You're at a convention, for God's sake. Have some control. All right.
Jesse and Harold texted in this one of Esmeralda.
You give me a piece of that meat.
And we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that was going to happen. Esmeralda, you barely got that sentence out.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, because just moments later, Jesse pointed out this one.
as it came out of your mouth, you went, oh! Oh, man. We can't even talk anymore. We just can't even speak. Okay?
Eric emailed this one of Cochrane.
You got to believe she's going to get a nice package as she heads for the door.
As she heads for the door?
It's the way he says it.
As she heads for the door? What kind of timing is that? That's just creepy. All right.
Eric also sent in this one of Wendy.
Kind of just doing it occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vic Vaughn, our own Vic Vaughn.
Uh-oh, Vic Vaughn sent this one in?
Yeah, he sent in this one of you.
Hey, here's a little titty bitty.
That was tidbit for all you folks at home. T-I-D.
Yeah.
B-I-T.
Yeah. Thanks, Vic. I appreciate that, pal. Wait, hold on. Thanks, Vic. All right, next.
Matthew submitted another one of you.
What the? I really did not get any tip from anyone. Oh, man. Oh, man. What was I talking about? Was I a bartender or something?
No, it was a little bit later in that conversation. You were remembered something without prompting.
Right, okay. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
John in Indiana emailed this one of Patty.
Don't keep checking on that meat. Your meat's just fine.
Okay.
Harold and Aaron sent in this one of Wendy.
I'm not going to know when you slip one in.
Jeez. All right.
Eric heard this one of Roe.
I can't unsee that, Steve.
Mm. All right. Was he talking to Bertrand? No.
No, it was probably the guy who was offering his package.
Hello, wait a minute now. Hi, hold on. All right.
Eric submitted this one of Bill and Wendy producer Kevin Richter.
I just have it out, so I get to, you know, be on top of it much faster than a lot of people.
Whoa. Wow. Wow, man. Oh, man. All right.
Esmeralda submitted the next couple ones of you.
Big Daddy rules. He's a little bigger than Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
I've never met Big Daddy, and I'm going to lose my mind when I meet Big Daddy. Big Daddy is the king. Thanks, Esmeralda. That's very nice of you. By the way,
no problem.
I just got the finalized schedule for Flashback. I am doing the Q&A for Big Daddy, so I'm very excited about that.
Finally doing Big Daddy.
I'm finally doing Big Daddy. That's right.
And finally... Harold sent in this one of Anna DeVlantes.
That's where you pull that out. You do.
Oh, man. Come on, man. You're at a political convention. Okay.
Spies. Spies, 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 like us.
All right. Well, you know what this is, Nick D. Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any way, you become a spy. Jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
All right, we've got two this week.
Okay.
Our spies were Celine, Fran, Rick, and Kenosha, and a texter from the 630 area code. This would be a context spy combination. Kathy and Judy were talking about bad habits, and it led to this.
So here's the thing that accompanies biting your nails. You have to spit the nail out. Are there little nails all around
your nails? Or swallow. Some people swallow.
Oh, swallow?
Right.
Do you swallow your
I
nails?
I do, and...
You just got a Nick and Jillio show.
That's fantastic. She just goes, do you swallow nails? Oh, man, Judy, I love you. Okay, that's good. And Kathy, of course, did not, you know, she just immediately busts out because Kathy's a 9-year-old. That's what one of the reasons I love Kathy so much. She really is 9. Okay. All right.
And then our final one. This is pretty self-contained. This is from the Cochrane Morning Show.
There's a story that came out yesterday about the best music to wake up to. Do you guys wake up to music? Like, do you have a song that kicks on in the morning? Or?
No. I usually hear Nick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow, they sound really thrilled about that. Mary in particular. Yeah, me too. Maybe the other morning they heard Esmeralda singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That might have been a great way to wake up.
I was going
to
say we should find out when they wake up and then
just
sing
start
a little
singing.
Song.
Yeah, just start singing to them. I think that would be good. By the way, Dave mentioned that when we went down in the other morning when Dan and I were leaving to go to work. Dan has to pop into the showcase studio for a second. And Dave was sitting there, and Dave's like, I'm just trying to picture people who had their alarm set, and they heard Esmeralda singing this morning when they woke up. Dave in it. By the way,
Cindy Lauper's really let herself go.
What the hell happened to Cindy Lauper? I remember the bird crapped in her mouth, but what happened since then? By the way, I just want to mention, you know, there's this creepy show called Crime Village or something on Channel 9 in the middle of the night. It's on at like from 3 to 4.
Crime Watch.
Whatever the hell it is. Crime Village or whatever. And they were showing like creepy crime stories. Yeah. One of the guys that was featured in the creepy crime story this morning looked exactly like Dave Ennett.
He is a man of many jobs.
So I want to make sure that we, you know, get an APB out on Dave Ennett.
Also, is Crime Village next to Char Village?
I don't. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.